In today's lesson, we actually touched on about three grammar points, and inside the PDF, we'll cover all three. Those grammar points are
そうだ, ようだ, and のに.
So the first two, seems like. And however, we're only going to explain のに in the lesson. For an explanation of そうだ and ようだ, please check the PDF. A little hint, kind of seems like.
そうですね. The usage of Yoda and soda aren't so tricky. So.
You're saying them in English. Yoda and soda. It sounds like Star Wars みたい.
すいませんでした.
Yoda がソーダを飲む.
もういいよいいよ. くだらない.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, くだらない is a joke you will often hear if you try to make a joke in Japanese. Means not interesting. Boring.
はい。じゃあ、ゆうちさん、 grammar point.
のには In spite of とか although という意味ですよね。
That's right. のに is a conjugation that connects two facts and is used in a sentence like fact A plus のに fact B. So the structure kind of means in spite of the first part, in spite of A, B is not the case. So I think probably the best way to illustrate this is through an example. Nami-sensei, お願いします。
私が話しているのにピーターは眠っている。
Even though I'm talking, Peter is asleep. And there's a little hidden meaning in this sentence. It's kind of like, even though I'm talking, Peter is asleep. So maybe it's like a lecture, and you're supposed to be listening.
そうかな?
But Peter's sleeping. There's usually a negative nuance to this grammatical structure. 話してるのに, like, hello, I'm talking.
そうですね。
Now, in the sample sentence, we had 話してる, that's the plain present progressive. So talking, but we can have other structures too, right?
Right. 話す is to speak or to talk. So, 話すのに.
Even though someone's going to talk, even though someone will talk.
そうですね。話しているのに.
Even though, although someone is speaking.
話したのに.
Even though someone already spoke.
私が話したのに、ピーターは聞いていなかった。
Even though I was talking, even though I was speaking, Peter didn't listen.
That is about the past action.
And you can also use this with verbs, nouns, and adjectives.